Welcome to the Subsurface Stories podcast, proudly brought to you by our season sponsor, InRock. For over 30 years, InRock has been a cornerstone of innovation in the HDD industry, consistently pushing the boundaries of what's possible. We're incredibly grateful for their support and commitment to excellence, which resonates deeply with the stories we share on our show. To discover more about InRock's latest groundbreaking products and services, we encourage you to connect with your local representative or visit InRock.com. Together, let's continue to drive the HDD industry forward.
You're listening to Subsurface Stories, the underground infrastructure podcast. Each episode is a valuable resource for decision makers in infrastructure management, providing essential information to help make informed decisions about construction, rehabilitation, and asset management infrastructure. Now, here are your hosts, Robert Carpenter and Josh Allen.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest episode of Subsurface Stories, the Underground Infrastructure Podcast. My name is Josh Allen, and I'm the host of this series, as well as the Director of Marketing Solutions for Underground Infrastructure. Joined as always by my co-host, Robert Carpenter, who's the Editor-in-Chief of Underground Infrastructure. And we have a really exciting guest for you guys today. We are interviewing Ralph Cocott. Ralph is the CEO of Van Air, obviously a very well-known and well-regarded company across several industries. We're going to be talking a little bit with Ralph today about some of the technology they have that is impacting the underground utilities market. So without further ado, Ralph, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, everybody. I am Ralph Cocott. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Van Air Manufacturing. Started my early career in the utility industry, actually. I was Director of Fleet Operations for a large investor-owned gas and electric utility company. And have a great deal of familiarity with the utility industry as I spent my first 20 years of my adult career there. And then in 1997, I acquired Van Air, and here we are today.
Great. And Ralph, to be go even further back, just to show the breadth of your knowledge and experience, weren't you originally a mechanic?
I was, and I started my career at the utility company. I started out as a C mechanic and working midnights.
Wow.
And from there, I moved into management, writing technical specifications for the acquisition of capital equipment for the fleet, and then became principal of fleet engineering, and then ultimately director of fleet operations.
So how'd you get into that, Ralph? Was it something that that run in the family? Was it something that was always interesting to you, just kind of happened into it?
I've always had a great deal of mechanical intuition. Since I was a young child, I was, I was fixing my own bicycle or working on things around the house. So I always had a great deal of mechanical aptitude, and it was just natural progression for me. I mean, I see things mechanical and they just intuitively, I kind of know how they work. And That's what kind of pushed me down the road into the automotive world. So as I said, from there, I twisted wrenches for a few years and moved into management shortly thereafter. But I still will tell you, I'll do my own brake jobs. So I don't mind playing with cars in my garage.
You just can't resist that urge to tinker, can you?
That's for sure. No, absolutely. That's correct.
But in all fairness, I think that propensity for understanding the mechanical end of it, and beyond, has obviously served you well with products and the guidance that you've had at Van Air and bringing out products to the market. Wouldn't you say that's a fair assessment?
It is. And, I'm always trying to figure out how to build a better mousetrap, right? So so the technologies that we've developed over the course of the last 26 years within the organization have really come from listening really intently to the voice of the customer. Really, from my background, understanding what goes on in the utility sector in the underground subsurface areas, along with our engineering staff and our sales staff and the organization as a whole, just listening to the folks, listening to the voice of the customer and solving problems, and sometimes even getting ahead of the problems that they don't even know that exist, right? I mean,
very good.
If Henry Ford would have asked his customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. So understand what automotive. So sometimes, it's important to get on the cutting edge of technology and take it to the marketplace and introduce it there and get feedback from the customers.
We certainly, Lisa, I do get that feedback too for the marketplace, is that Van Air is perceived as a cutting edge type company, always coming up with something that nobody else has really thought of or gone that way or that precise approach, something that is leading the industry. With that in mind, I think, and I've heard this teamed as the bread and butter of Van Air is your underdeck, the undercarriage system that you guys have come up with. And you recently introduced, I think, a new version of that, and all geared for productivity and return on investment. Would you talk a little bit about why that has been such a solid performer for you and for the utility industry?
Sure. So, I mean, our underdeck PTO-driven air compressor system really was the first product that was innovative by Bill Vanderslice back in 1972. Bill was the former president of Van Air, and he developed and pioneered the use of power takeoffs driving rotary screw air compressors off of vehicles. So that goes back to our founding. And then from my perspective, understanding how important eliminating downtime to the field is really was the impetus for some of the technologies that we've developed over the years. If you're a company that's blowing in pipeliners, relining pipelines, and you blow in the liner, and if your air compressor gets working midstream, it's a real mess. I mean, it takes a lot of excavation, a lot of a rework trying to pull that failed lining installation out of that pipe and starting all over. So it has to be that it's critical. Some of these applications are mission critical, and that was really the impetus for us to develop our fail-safe system. So today, everything's electronic. You know, historically, a lot of things were analog. We used a thermistor transducer today, where in years past we used analog pickups, right? So with electronics, I mean, and you get water intrusion, you can potentially have a failure. And if that transducer or thermistor were to fail, well, you're running the air compressor, the air compressor shuts down, and then you have to replace that transducer thermistor, take the truck back to the shop, wait 3 days for a part to come in. So what we've developed is redundancy. Our systems have two transducers and two thermistors, and if one of those were to fail, the secondary thermistor or transducer takes over instantaneously. So it's really eliminated a tremendous amount of downtime in the field, and it's been very, very successful. In fact, that's now a standard in our product offering. We don't offer it as an option. You order a Van Air underdeck system, it comes with redundant thermistors and transducers. Taking that a step further, we can also remote mount those thermistors and transducers in an IP68 box that can be mounted in a compartment, totally taking them out of the underdeck area of the truck chassis. Other technologies that we've developed is ThermoGuard. And what that does is it circulates engine coolant through the compressor separator tank, thereby warming the oil on the way to the job site in the morning, particularly in north of the Mason-Dixon line. Not that you would have those issues in Houston, but certainly in Chicago and the northern climes we do. We use ultrasonic oil level sensors so that it will flash on our display screen that you're in a low oil condition, so that you don't have to, the operator doesn't have to bend down and look at a sight glass or pull a dipstick. It will tell him as he pushes the button and engages the compressor that you're in a low oil condition and need to top it off. So those are some unique technologies that are available only from Van Air, and all of those have been patented technologies. So we have some patents out there that protect our intellectual property and provide worthwhile services to our customers and from a downtime standpoint. So getting to your point on return on investment, one of the things that we strive to help our utility customers in is to increase the utilization of their assets. Okay. So by having those redundant systems, those trucks aren't parked in a downline by the fence at the garage, right? They're in the field, they're working every single day and providing that return on investment for those utility customers and others for that matter.
Ralph, just real quickly, for those that may not be familiar with the modern version of the Van Air underdeck system, why would I care about the underdeck system having that? What are the advantages that it offers?
So the advantage is, you know, in a utility environment, the truck is it's a tool, right? It's not a transportation. It's a work truck. It's a tool. It performs a function. And that function is not necessarily only to take a crew to a job site. That truck has, with an air compressor and with a generator on it, provides the crew to use compressed air for running pneumatic tools, pavement breakers, jackhammers, scalers, particularly in the utility environment. And with our gen air system, which we combine then a generator, up to 10 kW generator with that system, that allows them to do plastic pipe fusion. So when they're putting a new service or a main in the ground, they'll pressurize that service or main and pressure test it with the air, and they'll butt fuse and plastic pipe fusion on the infrastructure that they're installing. The other thing it does is, you know, typically in a utility environment, it eliminates pulling a portable air compressor to the job site. Most utility trucks, when they go to a job site, they're going to have a tractor loader backhoe, they're going to have a trencher, they're going to have a skid steer, they're going to have a mini excavator. So that's on the trailer behind the truck that already has a compressor and generator on it. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a PTO-driven compressor, then you have another truck. Now you have a pickup truck pulling a portable air compressor with a generator in the back and a crew truck taking it to the job site. So it really eliminates the number of vehicles and assets that a utility has to have by complementing their fleet with PTO-driven air compressors, generators.
Well, and really these days with all the modern construction equipment out there, is it a fair statement to say that air is just a commodity? Air and electricity are commodities on the job site.
It's another utility, right? We have air, gas, water, electric, telecom. So it's like a fourth or fifth utility, and you never run out.
Yeah. Very good. The thermal guard, wanted to just touch on that a little bit more. It really protects your trucks, your systems, by preventing overheating and all kinds of things?
Well, what it does, so in compressor oil, when you're compressing air, you're ingesting ambient conditions, right? If it's highly humid, you're ingesting a lot of water. So by getting that the temperature up to speed, you're gonna boil off that water or condense it off the out of the oil. So in particularly again and that works in southern climes as well as northern climes, right? So if you have all this moisture that's entrapped in the oil in a southern climate, you'll start to boil that off before you get to the job site, and that's good for lubricity. In a northern climate, the same is true, but in the winter, the oil becomes very, very viscous, right? Like molasses. So when you engage the compressor, it's in a high torsional load and you're straining the drive system that drives that compressor. So by warming that oil, it's kind of adds what I would call a soft start. So you don't have a high torsional load upon startup and a high shock load. So it's beneficial in both climates.
Well, and that goes back to points you have made about return on investment. It's little things in some ways, but yet they're important in the longevity and the performance of products is how it strikes me.
That's great. Yep.
There's no way we have time to get into a lot of things on the electricity side of thing, but maybe just an overview. Van Air has really, with your Epic systems and growth, has really embraced modern electric power supplies on the job site.
Yeah, so you know, obviously there's a big push towards the green movement and reducing your carbon footprint. And most of our components are traditional, have been run by internal combustion engines.
Sure.
And as we looked at the marketplace, again, listening to the voice of the customer, listening to our utility customers and others, electrification started to come into the vernacular more frequently. And a few years ago, we decided that we were going to offer our conventional product line, but also an electrified version of it, which we call our Epic product line. And that's, we replaced internal combustion engines with electrification. That's using our Element batteries, our Epic power systems. And the benefits associated with that are not necessarily always the reduction in the carbon footprint. There's a lot of ergonomic reasons why that's gaining traction. And that is, it's quiet. There's no fumes. There's no heat, particularly in some of the applications that we have where mobile service is becoming very popular. So if you need an alternator replaced at on your vehicle, you don't take it to the dealership. The dealership comes to you. And in some of the more affluent subdivisions, they have noise ordinances. So they come in with that with our Epic system. It's very quiet. They come in, perform the necessary maintenance, and then away they go. So that's been very popular. It's gaining a tremendous amount of traction in the markets that we serve.
Ralph, do you see the Epic product line gaining more traction in particular regions of the country, or is it just all across the United States? Or?
It's all over. Obviously, you know, California is an obvious hotbed, but I'm not seeing, you know, any geographic spikes. It's gaining traction across, you know, all 50 states.
Interesting.
Another technology that we've developed in recently is idle mitigation with HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. So, you know, a lot of the utility customers and non-utility customers as well is, again, that truck is not only their tool, it's their office, right? They're dispatched with computer-aided dispatch. They're filling out work order tickets in the cab. So those trucks really never shut off. They idle when they get to the job site all day long. And with a combination of our Epic system, our idle mitigation system, and our heating ventilation system, is we can install our idle mitigation technology, and it will look at various systems. So like battery voltage, and if battery voltage drops, then the truck will restart. It'll look at the temperature of the cab. If it gets too warm, the truck will restart. If it gets too cold, the truck will restart. Or we're using our battery technology to supplement the HVAC system. So the truck is shut down, the cab remains cool, or the cab remains warm while the operator is working in it. So that's gaining a huge amount of traction as well.
Well, I can see that. It's a whole new world, as the saying goes, with the opportunities and the needs that are coming down the pike for electrification on the job site, not just, you know, in your home or driving your car, commuter car. It's on the job site. And Right. That's a new world that I know a lot of people are looking at, are curious about, are interested in, but you guys have really started doing something about it, I guess.
We have.
So that's pretty impressive. Well, I think that's about all the time we have today. Ralph, again, kudos to you and to Van Air for staying out in front and providing the utility industry with tools that really are forward-thinking in their needs and their performance. As we said, air and electricity have become the commodities on the job site. And now there's a way, or I guess has been for a while, they're continuing to upgrade and a better way to work on the job site, thanks to some of the products that Van Air supplies. So thank you very much for this.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Ralph, if there's somewhere, if our audience wants to learn more about Van Air, maybe some of the technology you talked about today, or maybe some of the other technology you guys have in the market, is there a website that you want to plug real quick for them, or?
Our website is www.vanair.com, and there's a video library, a YouTube library of all of the things that we discussed today.
Excellent. Well, again, like Ralph said, if you want to learn more information, make sure and visit them at vanair.com. Ralph, thank you so much again for your time today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe and share to stay connected with the world of underground infrastructure. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to UiPodcast@gulfenergyinfo.com.